And it will be Monmouth to kick off here. Right to left on your radio dial. We welcome you back in, getting set for the start of the third quarter. Always a pleasure when we've got a guy like Jose Gumbs come by. Such love for Monmouth, has done such a great job making his way into the NFL. Hawks here will kick off. It will be Santangelo to pin Smagira back inside his own end zone. And he will take the touchback, and the ball will come out to the 25-yard line. So as Eddie just told you, the stats certainly in favor of Monmouth in that first half. Got to continue it, though. However, there are some things to keep an eye on. Just got a great little note on third down in the last six quarters. So that's Columbia and Monmouth. The opposition has not picked up a third down chance against the MU defense. Columbia 0 for last week, and so far RMU 0 of 7 today. First down and 10 for Paul Jones. Coming back out, the 6'4 junior Penn State transfer quarterback. We'll give it off to Deontay Howard, who's got a big hole. Will rumble his way forward out over the 40, get to the 41-yard line, gain of 16. After playing so well, that's not the way that you would hope the defense would come out and start this third quarter.
We saw the Colonials run the football very well early in the first half with Howard. Then he kind of went away in the second quarter, but they were at their best when they lined up under center and ran it right at this MU defense early on, Howard coming back. And as much as Monmouth is dominating, only up 21-9.
First down and 10. Three wide set going near sideline of the right. Jones rolling left, wants to throw. 8-yard out pattern in the direction of Sean Gabbard, who hauls it in and makes the catch. That's a pickup of 7. It will leave Robert Morris with a second and 3 out to the Monmouth 48-yard line. The theme over the course of the last 2 weeks in Monmouth wins has been play 60 minutes worth of football. They will have to certainly do that today. 30 minutes against a talented RMU team will not be enough to win this game.
This team was down a week ago to VMI, Matt, so they've been in this position before. They have come back and showed that they can win a close game.
Second down, 3. Jones back over center. Gavin will go in motion. And the give is to Howard off the left side. Slips through a crack on the left side of the line. Close to a first down into Monmouth territory at the Hawk 49.
We see them have success again, Matt. That time they don't pull a lineman. They bring the tight end across the formation. That was big number 88, Tyler Digby. He led the way for Howard to pick up that first down, and Robert Morris moving already in MU territory.
Digby, good size, 6'4", 255 pounds, the redshirt senior. He will step back off the line right now, motion across the formation from left to right. Jones from the shotgun, quarterback draw. He's got some room up the middle of the field. And then the hole closes down, but not after about a six, maybe 6.5 yard pickup as the ball taken down to the 43-yard line. Second down and 4 coming up. We're just about 2 minutes in here to our third quarter. Monmouth 21 and Robert Morris 9.
I was going to ask you, how was things at halftime with Jose?
Great, great. He's one of my favorite guys that we've covered since we started doing these games several years back. And so happy for him that he is made the 53-man roster, but still has that ultimate goal of being on the active roster come Sunday. Digby again motions off to the right side. Jones now looking over the middle. That catch will be made. That is Alex Caratelli, the freshman. Good opening drive here for Robert Morris. It looks as if the Monmouth defense has a little bit of the edge that they had in that first half. Hasn't transferred over here to the second half quite yet.
Yeah, they're playing kind of on that back heel. They need to get things moving forward. Get on the balls of your feet. Play attacking style defense. Right now they're letting Robert Morris do what they want offensively. And that wasn't the case in that first half when Monmouth really dominated defensively.
4-3 set for MU. Sikowski walks up outside linebacker, defensive to the right. Jones pumps once to his right. Flush on the pocket. Flag out. That's going to be a hold. Jones with a big run off the left side, but this is going to come back. No doubt about it. Eric Masick was ripped down by A.J. Dalton, the left tackle. So a long run for Jones that might have been set up because of the hold in the backfield will be negated.
It was just kind of funny. The referee actually looked at Paul Jones, who was the furthest player away as he ran out of bounds after that scramble, and just gave him the comeback sign. He didn't even signal the penalty yet, but he gave him the come on back. That's the reason you were able to run for so many yards.
Yep, come on back indeed. Monmouth defensively now shuffling a couple of guys in as Masick will come out for a quick breather. Corey Neal coming in. The other defensive tackle spot, Andrew Drzezinski, O'Hara, and Leslie, the two ends. The linebacking core, the same as start of the game, Sikowski, Demersion, and Anakuzi. Up over the top, Sutton and Coe, the safeties, Johnson and Brandon, the two corners. First down now in 20 for Robert Morris. Jones rolling left, stops, wants to come back to the right, over the seam. This one's picked off by Clark Coe. At the 20-yard line, comes forward to the 25, cuts back and gets to the 28-yard line. MU with the pick. That has been a bugaboo for Jones all season long. He's intercepted for his sixth time this season.
Great trail coverage by Clark Coe. Underneath player. I thought he was just going to get a hand on it, hope to deflect it away. He stays with it, makes the catch. Matt, he's having a really good game this afternoon. Take that one step further. He's been good this season so far for MU.
He has been good this season, and you've got to give credit. Third leading tackler on the team coming in. First interception for him. Fifth for the team on the season. MU coming back on now offensively. 11:32 to go in the third quarter. Trying to build on a 21-9 lead. Hill from scrimmage will hand it off to Hayes, who's got some room off the left side. Stops and stutters and gets to the 34. That's a gain of just about six. It'll be a second down and four.
Good yardage that time for Julian. Tried the left side. We see him, Matt, just a little more explosive than in years past, and that's why he's able to bounce it outside instead of being stopped for two or three. Picks up six on that left sideline.
He will stay in here on a second down. Two receivers up top to the right. Davenport single man to the left. Hill wants to throw. Davenport will make the catch, falling down at the 40-yard line. Forward progress will give him a first down by about two. And the chains moving here. There hasn't really been much of an answer offensively when Monmouth has gotten on these rolls. They've got two long scoring drives today. Turned a quick scoring drive in after having good field position for their third score of the day. But they've been able to consistently stay on the field. Morrow and Hayes in the backfield with Hill. Gets the snap. Hands off to Hayes again, running left. Not a whole lot to work with, but able to get forward to the 43-yard line and give Monmouth a second and seven with 10:20 to go in the third quarter.
That time tried the left side. We see Morrow lead the way. Credit the Robert Morris defense. Coming up from his cornerback position was Brian Jones, the sophomore from out in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. That's out by Robert Morris. You're going to miss making the Western PA road trips?
Well, we've got them coming up. There is a time that Monmouth will go back to Robert Morris. I'm not sure if it's 14 or 15. And there's a trip to Duquesne on the schedule coming up in the next couple of years as well. As Hayes gets the carry to the 47-yard line, that's a gain of three. We'll leave Monmouth with a third down at just about three.
I ask because I know you like it out there.
I don't mind it. Like maybe a bit of a strong word.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind it.
I remember a couple years ago you took your picture with the Pitt Panther. You had a great weekend.
I mean, I was able to stay and get involved. You know, went to the game and hang out for the night. Pittsburgh's a nice little town. A couple of spots to have something to eat. I wouldn't endorse anything other than that. Two receivers off to the right. The give to Hayes again. Trying the middle part of the line. Able to dive forward to midfield. That should be enough to move the markers again.
Julian Hayes,
and it will.
We always like to, wherever we go, it's tough sometimes with the schedule, with my partner doing Friday nights here on the Shore Sports Network. Heard you guys had a good one last night.
We did have a very good game, and the gentleman off to our right, Josh Newman, covered the game for the Asbury Park Press as well.
Of
course, Josh on the Monmouth beat for both football and hoops this season. You can check him out at app.com on the Hawks Next blog. First and 10 for Monmouth. From midfield, Hill wants to throw. Here comes some pressure, hangs in the pocket, goes over the seam looking for someone, and the ball right through a double team, and they will say it is a completed ball. 25-yard pickup. That's a good catch by someone who knew he was going to probably take a pretty good shot.
Yeah, that was a real tight window right there that Sumlin had to catch the football. Credit Hill stepping up, making a nice throw downfield in between two, and a better grab by Sumlin who knew he was going to take a shot.
Third catch of the day by Sumlin. Davenport and Sterling this time near sideline to the left. McLafferty's checked into the game at the tight end. Hill looking to the sideline, wants the play call to get in a little bit faster. A clock down to 5 seconds now, inside of five. Morrow in motion. Monmouth will snap it with one. Hayes, stretch off the right side. Able to get downhill for a pickup of two. Pushed out about the 23-yard line. Second down and eight coming up. Eddie, you've got to experience new places. There is more than just Monmouth County. I've been trying to work with you on this for so many years now. You haven't quite gotten it, though I always feel like there's hope for you, and then you usually pull back.
I don't like to
disappoint
you. I know
home is home.
I don't like to disappoint you.
Home is home, and everyone likes it here. Second and nine now for Monmouth.
It's a tough place to leave. You know that.
It is beautiful. I'll tell you what. The weather that we've had this fall has been downright amazing.
Downright summery.
Morrow and Hayes, offset eye formation to the left. Blitz coming. Hayes reads it. He's got blockers in front of him. Down to the 15. Tripped up inside the 15, about the 13-yard line. Tackle made down the field a little bit
Julian
by number
Hayes
13, Brian Jones.
Brian Jones makes the tackle.
We see these runs starting to gain, Matt, a few extra yards than they did in the first half. And we saw that against Columbia a week ago. First half, MU slow to get it going on the ground, and then they really wore on that Lions defense. It looks like they're going to maybe do so here against the Colonials.
First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Hayes up the middle. Ran into a would-be tackler at the line of scrimmage. Able to pick up a yard to the 12.
Hayes with the catch.
Tackle made by DJ Myers, the strong safety. You'd have to think that with 65 yards at the half, Hayes has had at least, I'd say, 20, maybe 25 more on this drive. Getting close to that 100-yard mark again. That'd be the fourth week in a row.
That's been the formula for success. Julian kind of starts it, and then KB Asante comes in to close things out.
He's come in here. Hayes will get a little bit of a blow on second and nine. Split wide set. Sterling right, Davenport left. Hill wants to throw. Dumps down over the middle. This one deflected in the air and intercepted. Oh, brother. Bad decision by Brandon Hill, who tried to thread a needle that really wasn't there, was deflected up in the
Hill
air,
pass,
I think, by R.J. Cook,
intercepted
the nose man.
By R.J.
And he
Cook.
Came down with a football as well.
The Colonials will take over.
Second time this season that a defensive 14. Lineman has intercepted one of Hill's passes.
You mentioned earlier Paul Jones for Robert Morris. His bugaboo was interceptions. Well, Monmouth fans all too familiar with that as well. As good as Hill's been today, he's got three touchdowns. That is now his seventh interception of the season. So he has been equally as up and down for MU.
First in a couple of games, too. Looked like he had worked his way out of that. Made a poor decision on that throw. Here's the give to Deontay Howard off the left side. He's going to be dropped in the backfield to the 12-yard line. Loss of two to set up second and 12.
Howard the ball carrier.
You can't turn the ball over anyway. But boy, when it looks like you're in scoring position with at least a field goal and maybe more, you just can't give it away.
Yeah, not when you're up 21-9 and driving to make it more of an advantage. And the way MU looked on that drive, points definitely were going to happen, potentially getting into that end zone. Now, kind of back to where we were to begin things here in the third quarter.
Sean Gavin, near side wide receiver. DJ Pearson will motion across as the H-back from left to right. Play action for Jones. Mild pressure, going to move off to his right, wants to throw, now in trouble, lets it fly. Good defensive pass breakup by Tevron Brandon up over the back of Gavin to set up third down and long.
Great coverage, Matt, on the back end for Monmouth. Not able to get pressure initially. They got a little bit on Jones late, but good job by that secondary. Brandon made the play. Joe Johnson with good coverage on the other side.
Now you've got to watch screen and draw for sure. Especially with a Robert Morris type offense that has used that play, not necessarily today, but in prior matchups. But on third and 12, you would think that O'Hara and Leslie may be licking their chops a little bit.
You haven't called their names yet today after their big last two games.
Nickel package, three safeties up over the top. Receivers either way, and a flag has come out. This is a delay of game on Robert Morris. Talk about clock management. Poor clock management here. That's going to back up RMU from third and 12 to now third and even longer. All the way back to the 7-yard line.
Well, that's going to change their strategy potentially. Now I think what you said, screen or draw, definitely in play. So the MU defense will be aware of that, Matt. They bring in that nickel set.
Gray, Sutton, and Coe, the three safeties. Coe's walked up more of an outside linebacker type look. Jones does want to throw. Little play action. Going to the corner. This one high and wide. The intended target, Jeter. That's out of bounds. It would have been a first down with a better throw. Brandon on the coverage, and with 5:15 left, Mammoth dodges the bullet of turning the football over. MU will get it back. Another good defensive stand.
And that's the point there. Yes, your offense let you down. Brandon Hill threw an interception. But if the defense does their job, then the point is moot, and they do so here. They've been, Matt, really good. You got to remember, two of these points they've scored via the safety. The touchdown they scored, their backs were really against the wall after a blocked punt.
Elijah Phillips standing on his side of the 50-yard line. Mammoth bringing some pressure. Short punt. It'll bounce at the 35. Roll to the 40. And be down at the 42-yard line. So MU brought some extra pressure. They will have certainly excellent field position to start here. Actually, I thought that was good news. Phillips, who had stood about the 48-yard line, was shading his eyes, kind of looking into the sun a little bit, which can be tough here at certain points of the day. The sun has kind of popped out a little bit more as the afternoon has rolled along on a hot, humid, hazy type afternoon. I'd say feels more like September than it does October, maybe even August.
It was weird this morning. It was overcast, and you said it in our open, kind of muggy. Now, though, the sun's out. Those clouds have kind of parted, and I may actually have Josh hop on for the fourth quarter because the beach may be calling.
Hitting the beach about a mile away. Asante gets the carry. That was no day at the beach, that carry. He's dropped in the backfield. Number 94, A.J. Holderman, and Chris Tompkins. A couple of defensive linemen lead the charge. Two-yard loss to bring up second and 12. And talking about this impact that the running game has had on Mammoth, that we don't see a whole lot when either Asante or Hayes carries the football, a loss on a carry.
And that means the Robert Morris front four is beating the Mammoth offensive line. And they haven't been bad today. This Robert Morris defense, as much as MU has gained yards, they've kept this Colonials team in the game.
MU will keep it on the ground. Asante gets the carry here, runs through a couple of tackles, and stretches it out to the 40-yard line for a gain of four. Get the two back that he lost, plus two more. Second, check it, third down and eight coming up.
Coach Walton's teams, and you remember those really good teams in the mid to late 90s, but even recently, always stout defensively. And the guy replacing him, John Banaszak, he knows a thing or two about defense. He was a member of that Steel Curtain Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Sure was, and he'll get a crack as the head coach next year to lead this Colonial program. Richards and Davenport into the game, near sideline to the left. Hill in trouble and will get sacked. Ball popped out late, but he was down. That time it was
sacked by Chris Tompkins.
Chris Tompkins, who pushed through and gets the sack, and Mammoth will have to punt it away again. This time Ryan Moore will come on to kick for Mammoth and not Spillane.
Coach is potentially thinking more better at the coffin corner. Maybe they like his ability to down Robert Morris inside their own 20 or 15 more than Spillane.
Keep an eye on the snap here. Good one. Again, pressure coming. Moore gets off a dandy kick, but a little bit long. Looked good in the air, but comes out for a touchback. Talk about the history that Robert Morris has had. Eddie, as you mentioned, they were a dominant team, really, in the Northeast Conference. Championships in 96, 97, 98, 99, and 2000. Five in a row before they won their sixth championship in 2010 and went to the FCS playoffs as the league's first representative. That was the first year that a playoff bid was offered to the NEC winner. They have six, Mammoth with five, threw in Albany, who's no longer with the league, and you basically got to have the league championship history short of Wagner last year. First and 10, play action for Jones. Will let it go, almost picked off. Brandon led, almost stepped in front of the throw to Deontay Jeter, read the play beautifully, about a half step behind.
That was a long, long developing play. They went play action on a deep attempt, which allowed Brandon the ability not only to give the receiver room in front of him, but then break on it towards the sidelines.
Second and 10 coming up.
Matt, I'm trying to remember, and I think you're right. I don't think anyone else has won. Maybe Stony Brook snuck one NEC, or maybe they shared a championship with someone before they left the league, but you're right. That's it for titles.
Second and 10. Jones on the straight drop back. Over the middle, finds the tight end, DJ Pearson, who will make the catch. Looks like a little shy of the first down. Stopped just short of the 30-yard line, which is where he needs to get to.
This is a series, I think, that you'd look for Monmouth, obviously, to continue playing. You said it, there is a return trip out to Pittsburgh and some of those other NEC schools, Wagner with the proximity. But it is interesting to now, not officially, but get back into NEC play with this new Monmouth team.
Robert Morris taking a lot of time here. They're going to break from the huddle and get to the line with 5 seconds on the play clock. Jones knows it. He wants to run the quarterback sneak for the first down. He's going to have that and more. Was going to be a half-yard gain. Turns into a 13-yard pickup on a quarterback sneak.
That looked weird, didn't it?
Jones was hustled to the line just to make sure he got the playoff in time. And then Jones just kept his legs moving. And we talked about his size. He is big, 6'4", 265 pounds. And just kept moving the pile forward, moving it forward, moving it forward. And now Robert Morris has it first and 10 from their own 43.
Kind of looked like a youth football game where the biggest kid on the field just carries a few other ones. That was an odd developing play, but it works for a Robert Morris first down.
Jones will split Mitchell and Jeter, one left, one right. Jeter now in motion from right to left. Stops at the end. Here's the give to Howard up the middle. At the 48-yard line, he is slowed. 5-yard pickup. With 80 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Monmouth maintaining a 21-9 lead. You just get the feeling in this game that the game could almost be over. Monmouth has left, I would say, 10, 14 points on the scoreboard. Plus, they've basically given Robert Morris all nine of theirs.
It's got a weird feel right now. Monmouth really dominated first half play. This third quarter has been, it has an odd feel to it. And there's that offensive rhythm that we saw both teams have early has just completely stopped.
Second and 5. Again, a split wide out set. 4 into the pattern here for Jones. Lets it go. Look for Pearson over the middle. He can't hang on to it. Running into Carroll and Co. Ball thrown behind him on the incompletion. It now sets up third down and 5. As we didn't do our job, one of us is supposed to be glasses half full and glass half empty. That time we were both half empty there, weren't we?
Well, it just, I guess you're right. But it does feel as though Monmouth should have this game more so in control than they do. And a huge step forward to that can happen right now. Third down, look for some of these defensive linemen who have been so good these last 2 weeks to get a little bit of pressure on Paul Jones.
It's Leslie at one end, Zachy Rosari at the other right now. Four-man front. Jones, three-step drop. Quick flare pass to the outside. Catch made by Mitchell. Going to be short of a first down, but within a yard, Robert Morris may think about going for it, though they were stopped on a fourth down conversion earlier in the game. And I think they're going to go for it again right now, or at least line up. Well, they can basically not have to worry about it until the fourth quarter because the play clock and the game clock simultaneous. They won't get hit with a delay of game. As Paul Jones has already gone over to talk things over. We'll step out and talk things over here in the press box between Eddie and myself. Back for the start of the fourth quarter with Monmouth leading 21-9. You're listening to MU Football on the Shore Sports Network.